Okay, so we will learn the next verse from Mukundamala by Kulashekar Alvar. Second verse. Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Devo.
Devo. Devo. Devo.
Devaki.
Devaki. Devaki. Devaki.
Nandanoyam.
Nandanoyam. Nandanoyam. Nandanoyam.
Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Krishno.
Krishno. Krishno. Krishno.
Vrishni.
Vrishni. Vrishni. Vrishni.
Vamsha.
Vamsha. Vamsha. Vamsha.
Pradipaha.
Pradipaha. Pradipaha. Pradipaha.
Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Mega.
Mega. Mega. Mega.
Shyamala.
Shyamala. Shyamala. Shyamala.
Komalango.
Komalango. Komalango. Komalango.
Jayatu. Jayatu.
Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu. Jayatu.
Prithvibhara.
Prithvibhara. Prithvibhara. Prithvibhara.
Nasho.
Nasho. Nasho. Nasho.
Mukundaha.
Mukundaha. Mukundaha. Mukundaha.
Any doubt in pronunciation? Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam.
Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam.
Jayatu Jayatu Vishnu Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa.
Jayatu Jayatu Vishnu Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa. Jayatu Jayatu Vishnu Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa. Jayatu Jayatu Vrishni Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa.
Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango.
Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango.
Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda.
Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda.
Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam.
Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam.
Jayatu Jayatu Krishno Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha.
Jayatu Jayatu Krishno Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha. Jayatu Jayatu Krishno Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha. Jayatu Jayatu Krishna Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa.
Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango.
Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango.
Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda.
Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda.
Okay, now I'll say the whole paragraph. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Krishna Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda.
Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Krishna Vrishni Vamsha Pradipaha. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango. Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayatu Jayatu Devo Devaki Nandanoyam. Jayatu Jayatu Krishna Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa. Jayatu Jayatu Megha Shyamala Komalango.
see the translation after me. All glories,
all glories
to this,
to this
personality of Godhead,
personality of Godhead,
known as the,
known as the
son of
Shrimati,
Shrimati Devaki Devi,
Devaki Devi.
All glories,
all glories
to Lord Shri Krishna,
Lord Shri Krishna,
the brilliant light,
the brilliant light
of the Vrishni dynasty,
of the Vrishni dynasty.
All glories
to the
personality,
personality
of Godhead,
of Godhead,
the
you of
whose soft body,
soft body
resembles,
resembles
the blackish color,
the blackish color
of a new cloud,
of a new cloud.
All
glories
to
Lord Mukunda,
Who
removes
the
burdens
of the earth.
Of the earth.
See here again in this paragraph also, the author Kulashekar Alwar, he is glorifying Krishna. And who is the mother of Krishna?
Devaki.
Yeah. And then all glories to Lord Krishna, the brilliant light. He belongs to the Vrishni dynasty. Okay. Vrishni dynasty. There is a dynasty like Lord Rama belongs to the Raghu Vamsha. The same way this one Krishna belongs to the Yadu Vamsha. That way this he is also said as Vrishni dynasty. Okay, so we always say there is this also about Vrishni. Then all glorious personality of Godhead, the UFO soft body resembles the blackish color of a new cloud. When you see the blackish color of a new cloud, you can remember Krishna. Okay, all glories to Lord Mukunda. Mukunda removes all the burdens on the earth, like you know Kamsa, Ravana, then Hiranyakashipu. All these were great demons. They were causing lot of burden on the earth. See, Mother Earth, you know, she is very soft. She is, you know, she is giving so many things for us. But you know, the people are so demonic. They jump on her. They do all, not only that, they are killing people. And you know, you take everything from the earth. You are taking rice, you are taking wheat, you are taking vegetables, everything. But what are you giving back to the earth? You don't even offer to Krishna. Krishna, because of Krishna, you are getting all these things. But people are not even offering to the Lord what they are getting. So, this all, you know, it increases the burden of the earth. When all these demons, they kill people. People are killing cows. People are killing animals. They eat all this non-veg food. This all hurts Mother Earth like anything. So at that time, when this increases too much, no, that time the Lord comes and he kills all these demons and he reduces the burden of earth. That is the meaning of this verse.